More than 36 Democratic lawmakers are demanding that the Trump administration explain why it has not released billions of dollars of congressionally approved disaster relief to Puerto Rico. The group wrote and signed a letter to the administration, which was delivered yesterday. This, as thousands in Puerto Rico are still displaced after a powerful series of earthquakes. NPR's Adrian Florido is in San Juan. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Tanya.
Thank you for joining us. And you've been on the ground in the most affected areas to the south. What have you seen?
So right now what we're seeing is thousands of people basically living on the streets, sleeping every night on sidewalks or encampments that have sprung up on the sides of roads or on hillsides or in these big sort of open-air shelters that local officials have set up. And the reason there are so many people living outside is because they're afraid. As these aftershocks have continued, people are afraid that their houses might come tumbling to the ground with them inside. And so people are refusing to go back to their homes. Listen to a woman I spoke with at one of these roadside encampments. Her name is Iris Tirado. Here's what she had to say.
Y el día tras día de uno pensando qué pasará, qué irá a hacer de nosotros, cómo nos van a resolver, no sabemos. Pero si te digo también, según te digo todo esto, te digo que aquí no nos ha faltado nada.
What Tirado is saying is that, you know, there's so much uncertainty in people's lives right now. They don't know how they're going to resolve this situation, whether they're going to be able to move back into their homes. Her apartment, for example, was destroyed, and she has no idea what she's going to do. But on the other hand, she said that at these roadside encampments, they've been getting a lot of help from just everyday citizens, Puerto Ricans mm-hmm. from across the island who've been mobilizing to go and take food and toiletries and clothes and sleeping bags and cots to people who've been affected.
The people of Puerto Rico have endured so much in the last few years with hurricanes and now these earthquakes. I can imagine that it's taken such a toll on them. And while there are community organizations and relief groups that are there, can you tell us a little bit more about relief and groups stepping up to provide shelter for these people who are outside?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not any sort of formal shelter that is currently being provided to speak of. You know, like I said, citizens from across the island have been coming in to provide tents and sleeping bags. These are all things that are being donated. The government has set up these open-air shelters. And in the last couple of days, the army has actually been setting up these large tent cities, five of them across the affected region, mm-hmm. and officials are encouraging people to basically move in to these tent cities, an indication, you know, that this situation is not going to be resolved anytime sort of in the immediate term because, mm-hmm. again, these aftershocks continue, and there's a lot of inspection and that sort of thing that needs to happen at people's homes before people can move back.
Puerto Rico's Governor Wanda Vazquez last week asked President Trump to approve a federal disaster declaration. That has not happened yet, but this is important. What's the latest?
Yeah, what President Trump did approve was an emergency declaration, which makes some money available for the response to the earthquake. But what a federal disaster declaration would do is make a lot more money available, including money to, for example, put people up in hotels to resolve some of this issue of the shelter that you were just asking me about. Also to, in the longer term, help people repair their homes. But the president hasn't done that yet. FEMA yesterday, I believe, said that that request is apparently still under consideration, and we don't know whether it's going to be approved. But because Puerto Rico's, you know, government is effectively bankrupt, you know, it probably won't really be able to help this region recover unless federal money is made available. It just won't be able to afford it.
Right. I mean, we've been talking so much, too, about earthquake preparedness. We were hearing numbers that 90% of the buildings in Puerto Rico are not earthquake proof. I can imagine that earthquake readiness is now a part of the political agenda as it hasn't been before.
Yeah, that number 90-95% of buildings not being sort of earthquake resilient, I think it refers to a comment that the education secretary here made when he was asked about how many of the public schools were up to code. And his response was that something around 95% probably were not. Yes, people here are talking about what it's going to take for homes and public buildings and private buildings to be brought up to code. It's a huge task, in part because, for example, if we're talking about, you know, people's homes, There's an estimate that something like 50 to 55% of the houses in Puerto Rico were built informally without proper title, without the necessary permits. There's a big issue of this sort of informal housing here, and you can probably pretty much be guaranteed that most of those houses are not built up to code. And so it's something that, you know, local officials are going to have to grapple with.
That's NPR's Adrian Florido joining us from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.